former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is back in the thick of operations at the Democratic National Committee. He's heading up a voter data exchange program, which the party hopes will give it an edge in the 2020 presidential race. Already, over a dozen Democrats are seeking the nomination, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. I spoke to Governor Dean today. He says given his role in the DNC, he will stay neutral in the primary, but he's excited about the field of candidates.
I think it's a great field. I'm laughing at all the journalists who were writing a year and a half ago that there was no bench in the Democratic Party. There's a great bench. And I think and the other thing that's great about the people who are running is that they actually look like the Democratic Party. You know, I think the days of having, you know, seven old white candidates running are over. And that's really encouraging because our core base is young people, people of color, and women.
Do you so all these Democrats that are running this wide, diverse field, it's crowded. And so for some especially that might not have the name recognition of a Senator Sanders or Joe Biden, you've been in the position of running in a crowded Democratic field. What do you think those lower profile candidates should do to try to stand out?
The biggest thing is they have to raise money. I mean, what propelled our race from actually into the front position at one point was the fact that we had a very powerful message, which is let's have the Democratic Party behave like Democrats again. And we had the first campaign that ever raised huge amounts of money on the internet, thanks to all the 23-year-olds that were working on the campaign. So there will be candidates that catch on, and there will be ones that not. There are really good people running that are not going to be able to raise at least $20 million it's going to take to be a significant player in Iowa. And then there are going to be some very, very good candidates. We're already seeing some people unexpectedly be able to raise large amounts of money. And those people will likely make it to the final six or eight.
Away from politics, you're on the advisory board now of Tilray, a medical marijuana mm-hmm. company that went public last year. How has your position on marijuana legalization changed?
It's changed dramatically for two reasons. The biggest reason is my daughter is now a public defender in the Bronx. And many of her clients, they're poor, they're of color. And they're poorly educated because they're poor. And all they need is one conviction for one joint to be banned from the above ground economy for the rest of their life. That is too big a price to pay for making the bad decision about smoking pot. And the second is when I was governor, I opposed medical marijuana because I didn't think there was the evidence. Over the last 20 years, there has been some evidence that marijuana may be very helpful in areas like seizures that can't be controlled in any other way, especially for children. So, over the last 15 years or so since I've been governor, I gradually changed my position. But I would give my daughter the credit for changing most of it.
Well, on the criminal justice side of things, I mean, do you think more needs to be done to atone for the punishment that people went through, including here in Vermont when you were governor, when there were stronger marijuana laws on the books?
Sure. And I think a lot of the state's attorneys are, in fact, getting those cases off the books and getting people's convictions expunged. And I think that's a good thing.
As governor, you also opposed the creation of a methadone clinic in Vermont for a long time. Given the pretty devastating effect that the opioid crisis and addiction crisis has had on the state in recent years, do you have any regrets or second thoughts about that?
No, because what we were proposing was use of buprenorphine, which is a much better drug. The problem with methadone is that I'd had some experience because I did my medical training in the Bronx and in Harlem. And there, addicts would split their doses of methadone, use it to get high, and then make money selling the doses on the street. Obviously, we're in the middle of an epidemic. Buprenorphine is a much better drug than methadone is, and that's what I was arguing at the time. So I think I did the right thing. And today, bup is the drug of preference. And I do support the notion that possession of buprenorphine should not be illegal. And the reason for that is that I believe that is principally used to ease symptoms of withdrawal, so that if somebody is addicted to opioids and they can't find opioids, they can use bup. That does not make you high. It is an addictive drug in the sense that it's a substitute for a different drug, but you don't kill yourself with overdoses. But I do think buprenorphine is significantly preferable to methadone.
Finally, to one more Vermont issue, you got your political start advocating for a bike path along Lake Champlain. Lawmakers in Vermont have been hung up for a while now on how to pay for lake cleanup. What do you see as a solution to paying for these obligations that Vermont has to clean up waterways like Lake Champlain?
Look, there's no way you're not going to do this without raising taxes of some sort. I think that user taxes make the most sense. If you have people that are – I mean, I pay an extra, I don't know what, $35 a year on my water bill because I have an asphalt driveway. And I think that's fair. You know, those of us who are contributing to pollution in some way should bear the brunt. This means agriculture's got to do something about that, which is particularly hard on dairy farmers since they're really having one of the worst crises I've seen, including when I was governor. Many of us are contributing to the pollution in Lake Champlain, and I think user taxes should be used. I think there are some taxes that should be used for people who drive motorboats. We all have something to contribute to this, and I think the idea of we're going to have no new taxes and we're going to somehow clean up Lake Champlain just is not going to work.
Governor Dean, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. I spoke with him earlier today.